You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. York County recounted close to 2,000 ballots at the request of a group that spreads election fraud misinformation. Officials stand by the decision, but some say the county should not have given this group any unearned credibility by honoring their request. WITF's Robbie Broad has more.
Audit the Vote PA questions the integrity of Pennsylvania's elections based in part on their own self-collected data, which conflicts with PA's voter rolls. York County commissioners met with members from the group just 3 weeks before the election and came to an agreement. The county would recount some of its votes by hand, regardless of the results. President Commissioner Julie Wheeler says it was an effort to increase trust in the electoral process.
This was a decision made after we had met with them. One of the core values of York County government is being transparent, and this is just an example of us living up to that value, walking the talk, and being transparent with our voters.
On Election Day, things went smoothly across Pennsylvania, and no major incidents were reported. So, 2 days after the elections, with their results in hand, poll workers began the recount. They chose three precincts at random, York City 8, West Manchester Township 4, and Jacobus Borough. Then, they sorted the ballots by candidate, for the governor and Senate races only, and retabulated them. Marion Schneider, senior legal policy counsel with ACLU-PA, says the county's decision was highly unusual.
It is unprecedented that any county would agree to do this. Recounts are governed by the election code. It's not insignificant, especially in a small race, to do a recount. But I can understand why they might have been motivated to do it in this instance.
Schneider says the county could be trying to get out ahead of the group's election fraud claims.
The next time they go in and tell the York County commissioners that there's something wrong with election administration, the commissioners can say, but you hand counted those and there was no discrepancy, so I don't understand.
Dickinson College President John Jones is a former federal judge who tossed out one of former President Donald Trump's 2020 election fraud cases. He says the county made a mistake by letting the group influence how it runs elections.
You start with the premise, which they appear to do, that these elections are rigged and fraudulent. Then, I think objectively, you're just reinforcing the narrative that in the first instance, the election results are not credible.
Jones says election officials should take pride in how well the midterms were run, given how few election challenges were filed in court. But he says York County's decision will embolden more conspiracy theorists.
The fact of the matter is, if you acquiesce or accede to the wishes of groups like this, there could be no end to it. No one should believe that Audit the Vote is going to go away or drop this false narrative, in my view, that elections are rigged. They'll just move on and plant the flag someplace else.
After 4 hours of recounting close to 2,000 ballots, the recount returned the same results as the original voting machines. The ACLU's Marion Schneider says transparency should be key for election officials ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
Hopefully, in this cycle, there was some ability to have a firsthand view of how elections work and what actually happens and why it happens that would lead to greater understanding. That's what the hope would be.
Misinformation about the 2022 midterms in Pennsylvania continues to spread, even as state election officials try to be more transparent by holding regular briefings and publicly debunking conspiracy theories. Robbie Broad, WITF News.